From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee is to hold a closed-door briefing Thursday to learn more about the Obama administration's response to suspected Russian interference in the 2016 election and the harassment of American diplomats. Committee Chairman John McCain Wednesday called the Russian interference an act of war. U.S. intelligence officials, including National Intelligence Director James Clapper, are expected to testify. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued Wednesday to question the whole idea that Russia meddled in the election. U.S. President Barack Obama rallied Democrats. Vice President-elect Mike Pence rallied Republicans on Capitol Hill Wednesday. They're rallying for the upcoming fight over Obamacare, the president's signature domestic program. Republicans on Capitol Hill are planning to repeal the health care measure and replace it with something else. House Speaker Paul Ryan said Obamacare has failed to deliver on its promises.
Obamacare is a story of broken promise after broken promise after broken promise, followed by failing program, higher premiums, higher deductibles. So we want to make sure that as we give relief to people through Obamacare, we do it in a transition that doesn't pull the rug out from anybody.
Mr. Obama met with Democratic lawmakers, urging them to stand against attempts to undermine the current plan. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday that unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violations. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said he did not wish to give the attacker's name. Authorities are still searching for him. A news service report Wednesday said that the police have detained five more people in connection with that attack. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul during the past 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, which is leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. Egyptian police have arrested four more suspects in the December 11th suicide bombing of Cairo's main Coptic Christian church. The attack killed at least 27 people. Those arrested Wednesday include one of the two chief plotters of the attack and three others who the government says were planning more terrorist bombings. An Israeli military court convicted a young soldier of manslaughter Wednesday for shooting and killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant last year. A cell phone video caught 19-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria aiming his assault rifle at the Palestinian and shooting him in the head. The army condemned the soldier's actions, although many in the public said they didn't think he should be hauled into court like a criminal. The officer who delivered the verdict said that even though the dead Palestinian was a terrorist, the attack on him was a disproportionate response. After the verdict, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted a Facebook statement saying he would like to see a pardon for Azaria. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to nominate Wall Street lawyer Jay Clayton to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's the group which regulates financial markets in the U.S. Clayton currently works as a partner with a law firm Sullivan & Cromwell, where he specializes in public and private mergers. Dylan Roof, convicted of killing nine people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, told jurors on Wednesday that there is nothing wrong with him psychologically and that he has no regrets about what he did. The white supremacist chose to act as his own attorney during the sentencing phase of his trial. He said he wanted to stop his lawyers from introducing any potentially embarrassing evidence regarding his mental health. Roof's lawyers have not specified what that evidence might be. Prosecutors are asking for the death penalty because of the premeditated nature of Roof's attack. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.